Hey, it's Lisa Robin Young. I want to welcome you back to day two of the Get Your Year in Gear program. Today, you're going to be reintroduced to the five key areas of success, and you're going to get your first step in planning as we talk about faith. Now, the five key areas will be the crux of where we spend our time this week. We're going to take one area each day. Today, we're going to be talking about faith, but before we do, I want to review each of the key areas of success for you, okay? Faith is the first one. We're going to talk about that today. The things which inspire you to live the life you were called to live on this planet. Interesting definition. We're going to talk more about definitions in a second. Family. They may or may not be blood relatives. These are the people that provide your strongest support and your emotional connections. These are the people that you love like family, so they may not actually be blood related to you. Okay? Fitness. This is holistic fitness, physical, mental, emotional, from nutrition to exercise to education and all the points in between. These are the things that build you up and keep you healthy. Okay, this helps me people, all right? Fortune. This is money stuff, business stuff, lifestyle stability, and the causes and effects around them. And you'll notice money is only 1/5 of the whole picture. There's a reason for that. When we get to money, we'll talk about that. And then lastly, freedom. These are the fun things like celebrating, which you did yesterday, right? Celebrating. Things that give you a sense of freedom and joy and abundance in your life, okay? And as I said, we're going to cover a different topic, a different key area on each day. And on the seventh day of this program, we're going to cover specific questions about the planning process itself. Okay, some very nitty-gritty, how do I tie all these pieces together? I've done the planning in each area. How do I bring it all together to create a roadmap? That's day seven. And I've shared some loose definitions here for the key areas, but the important thing that I want you to remember is this. The only definition that matters is yours. Okay? When it comes to defining your success on your terms, that seems like a no-brainer, right? I mean, how could you use anybody else's definition of success if you're defining success on your own terms? Yeah, well, people do it all the time. And every time you're given a definition in this program, I want you to understand that this is a general guideline and it's used to help shape the direction of the course. Okay, but your own specific personal definitions are going to be infinitely more effective in your planning process. So I throw out a generalization. You need to really hone in on, well, what does that word mean for me? What does that area mean for me? What does it look like for me? Okay? Which brings me to another important aspect, comparison and judgment. The only person you need to be comparing yourself to. Okay, not your partner, your parent, your child, your friend, not me, not a stranger, coworker, or colleague. Mm-mm. Simply put, you have no real idea what's going on in their life to know what advantages they do or don't have over you and your own unique situation. You don't know what life experiences have led them down their path. And quite frankly, no one else knows you as well as you do. So let's stay in our own backyard on this, okay? If you're working through this with a partner, it's important that you come to terms on definitions so that you guys can come to an agreement on definitions. But that's not about comparing their past history to your past history. It's about, okay, that's the past. This is where we're at right now. What are we going to agree on as a definition for moving forward? I'm not negating what you've done in the past. I'm telling you that that builds a foundation, but going forward, you have to agree to work together and you have to define things together and agree on those definitions. And if you're having issues with that, please feel free to shoot me an email because that's part of what this process is all about, okay? So if you're working from different dictionaries, it's gonna be really hard to get, you know, a similar result. You'll end up with conflicting results if you guys aren't working with the same definitions. So for me, faith, it's not about religion. It's not about God. It's not even about spirituality. All of those things can be aspects of faith. And for a good deal of the population, it is the sum total of their faith. But it is not faith itself. Faith, by my definition, is the nexus point where our core beliefs and our values intersect. And here's a very simple, easy to understand example. You drive down the road with very little fear that someone's going to come smashing into your vehicle most days because you have faith that the oncoming traffic is going to stay on their side of the road, okay? Because there's really nothing to keep them over there. There's nothing to say that they won't come barreling over the double yellow line, except for the fact that we have a core belief that most people will obey the traffic laws and that they value their lives as much as we value our own. So you see where these two places intersect. That's your faith point. That's where you've said, I have faith, so I'm going to stay on my side of the double yellow line and trust that they're going to stay on their side of the double yellow line. Okay? That's faith. Now, maybe you're not convinced. Maybe that's totally not the definition you were looking for. Take a look at your own core beliefs about yourself and your values. What do you truly believe about you as a person? And what do you truly value as a human being on this planet? Okay? Chances are good that what you really truly believe about yourself, deep down inside, the stuff that you don't always share with everybody else, but you know to be true in your heart, and the things that you value most are played out every day of your life in behaviors and actions. And sometimes you're like, I don't even understand why I did that thing. Well, when you go back to what you truly believe about yourself, not what you want to believe about yourself, that's different. What you truly believe about yourself and what you value in the world, you're going to go, oh, that's why I did that thing. So when I talk about faith, I am talking about that unseen force that moves us towards or away from something. Where is your faith? What do you have faith in? Because we all do have faith in someone, something, somehow, somewhere. Maybe it's God. Maybe it's just that the sun's going to rise tomorrow. Maybe it's the laws of physics. Maybe it's really all you have faith in is that the guy across the double yellow is not going to come at you. We all have faith to some degree in our lives. Today's worksheet is going to guide you through your core values and beliefs about yourself, your business or your work, and your world. And when I say your world, I'm talking about your sphere of influence, the people that you impact, and the people that impact you. Honestly, this is probably going to be one of the tougher assignments during our 7 days together because it requires ruthless honesty and a suspension of judgment, okay? And those are tricky things. But you need to start here because until you're clear on your faith issues, everything else in your life is built on shifting sand. Everything. And sometimes it only shifts a little bit, and so we can kind of cope and deal with it. And sometimes we're building something publicly that we think is going to be amazing, but internally we don't have the core belief system and the faith to really see this progress, this project through to fruition, and then it topples over and it collapses. And not only do we lose face, but sometimes people that we care about get hurt. So it's very important that we start by really getting clear on beliefs and values. And once you've worked through the beliefs and values, you're going to see a question on the worksheet that asks you what you'd like to do in the coming year to increase your faith. If you could do something next year that would really be a faith builder for you, what would it be? And I beg you, be thoughtful about what really increases your faith in yourself, in your work, and in the life you want to live. If that's God, then fantastic. If that's getting out into the world and meeting new people and having new experiences that bolster your confidence, then by all means, record that too. Remember, your answers are yours, just like your definitions are yours. I can't put my answers to your definitions, or one of us isn't living the life that's most resonant for us. Our highest calling on this planet, I believe, is to find our dharma, our mission, our purpose, and live it to the fullest. And there's no bad dharma. There's no bad calling or purpose. Sometimes we look down our noses at other people who aren't like us, don't have the same drive or determination that we do, or are otherwise limited in what they can do. Or we look up to people that we think are way beyond us, that have more of the right things going on than we do. We start comparing ourselves instead of reflecting internally on what we're truly being called to do in this world. We seek to conform instead of transform. And that is a huge misstep because what if You are supposed to be the first person in the world to accomplish something, but you never took that step because everybody around you was doing something else, or they called you crazy for even wanting to try that idea. We need to remove the judgment and set aside the comparison and get ruthlessly honest with ourselves about our dharma, about our mission, about our passion in life. Being an amazing parent is just as noble and powerful and meaningful as being a great nurse, a street sweeper, housekeeper, rock star, movie star, teacher, etc. What calls to your heart and what you need to do to build your faith in that is what we're talking about today. So what calls to your heart? What do you need to do to build your faith in answering the call of your heart?